It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hello, neighbor. One more shoot. Do you have any idea what that was that I was shaking in that little box there? Looks like tiny little balls, doesn't it? Well, it's called peppercorn. Have you ever seen peppercorn? I put some in my hand here. Now, when that's all ground up, it becomes pepper. You know, pepper's that stuff that some people put on their food to give it a special taste. And if you put too much on, it doesn't taste good at all. No. And sometimes if you smell it too much, you sneeze. How does it sound when you sneeze? Huh? Huh? I had a teacher one time in the third grade who sneezed so loud, she fairly rocked the building. We'd always know when Miss Albert was sneezing because she would go, huh, 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 choo! Like that. Yeah, let's take this to the kitchen. I want to show you an experiment with this. Oh, hello, picture, picture. I loved Miss Albert. She got me interested in so many things. She had very good ideas. Now that's what the peppercorns look like on the paper. Now, yeah, I used to ask her many questions, and she'd give me the best answers she knew. And sometimes she'd say, what do you think about it? Sometimes I thought that was the best answer she could give me. You know, I'd ask her a question, she'd say, what do you think about it? And boy, I would really think and think. Experiment, you know. Discover. Now, this is a pepper grinder, and you put the peppercorns in there. And then you grind it like this. And you see, this looks like the pepper you might see in a pepper shaker. There. Do you have salt and pepper shakers? You know, like this? That's the salt. Looks like that. And that's the pepper. All ground up. Okay, now it's time for the experiment. I need a pie pan, some water, and a cake of soap. Pie pan. Water, and a cake of soap. What you do is to put pepper on top of the water. Keep the soap in your other hand. Now, take just the end of the soap and put it right down here at one of the edges in the water and watch what happens to the pepper. You see, the soap is dissolving in the water, and as it does that, it pushes the pepper away. Isn't that strange? Looks as if the pepper's just scooting away from the soap all by itself. Interesting. That's discovering something, isn't it? I'll always be interested in things like that. Yeah, if you ever hear of experiments like that, let me know about them, will you? Because I'm always learning. Oh, sure. You never stop learning. You never stop being interested in things. What letter does that remind you of? No? Why don't we ask Picture Picture to show us that film about the alphabet and the different things that the letters of the alphabet look like? You willing to do that with me now? All right. Picture Picture, please show us that story film, Looking for Letters. You're someone who likes looking for letters, and you happen to be out in the forest, and all of a sudden, you see a great big A. At least you think it's an A, until you come up closer to it, and it turns into a teepee. You knock on the teepee, and a bee flies out. You think it's a bee, until it sits on your shoulder and starts talking to you, and then you know it's a talking bee. The bee is telling you a long story about lots of things, and it gets to be nighttime. And you look up into the sky, and there's a big letter C. It's really the old moon. And you say, it's time for bed. And so you go to sleep in the teepee, and so does B. C stays up in the sky all night long while you're sleeping. You have a dream about an Indian whose name is One String Three Feathers. He makes an instrument that looks like a D. It has just one string, and he has three feathers in his hair. You think his feathers look like an E, and they do. In the dream, somebody takes one of the feathers, and then it looks just like an F. Well, One String Three Feathers finds a gold earring on the floor of his teepee, and the earring looks just like a G. One String Three Feathers says, whoever took my feather must have dropped this golden earring, so I'll go out to hunt for that person. By and by, One String Three Feathers sees something that looks like an H. As he comes closer, he sees that it's two thin men shaking each other's hands. But what's that he sees in one of the men's ears? It's the other gold earring. And what's that he sees in the man's pocket? It's the lost feather. And that feather looks like the letter I. One String Three Feathers walks up and says, you're the one who took my feather. And then he finds a big fish hook on the ground that looks like the letter J. So he uses it to hook the missing feather. One String Three Feathers runs back home, and that's the end of your dream. Just as you wake up, you see something that looks like a K coming into your teepee. It's a soldier, and he says that he's lost. You ask him to sit on a chair that looks like an L, and he does. And he tells you that he got lost when he came to two big mountains and a valley that looked like a big M. He said there was lightning in the sky that looked like the letter N, so he was glad to find your teepee. You ask the soldier what his name is, and he says Oswald with an O. You talk about the letter O, and Oswald thinks it looks like a rolling snowball. But you think it looks like a face before you draw in the eyes, nose, and mouth. As you're sitting there talking, suddenly Oswald drops something that knocks over a pan and looks like a letter P onto the floor. It awakens a Q-looking pussycat that was sleeping on the other side of the teepee. By now it's morning, and you tell Oswald that you will take him back if he wants you to. He does, so both of you say goodbye to B and Q the cat. On the way home, you both look for letters because you like to, and you find an octopus that looks like an R talking to a snake that looks like an S beside a telegraph pole that looks like a T. A horse comes along and kindly offers to give you a ride. And when you look down on the ground, you see the marks that his shoes have made, and they look like the letter U. When you get off, you try to make some U's too, just like the horse. And you find that you can do it if you don't let your heels down. So you and Oswald walk on the fronts of your shoes and make a lot of U's. As you get closer to town, you see some flowers. And those two flowers look like the letter V. Before you can stop Oswald, he picks the flowers and he puts one on you and one on himself. Then you're at your own hometown. It seems that everyone is glad to see Oswald and you. The orchestra plays, and the conductor's long tail coat looks just like a W. And the bows on the violins look just like an X. You tell Oswald this, but he seems to be thinking about other things. You walk beside Oswald as he goes up the ladder to his rocket ship. He makes a speech and everyone cheers and hugs and plays music, and all of a sudden someone counts backwards. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero. Oswald's rocket takes off, and you think how much faster it goes than a kite. But they both look like a Y to you. You've done a lot of things today and seen a lot of letters, so you go home and tell the people you like about the A that was a teepee, the talking bee, one string three feathers, and Oswald and his Y-looking rocket. Someone says, what about the letter Z? Didn't you see a Z anywhere today? And you say, maybe I'll dream about one of them tonight. And so you do. Thank you very much, Picture Picture. You're welcome. Let's call the trolley, all right? There, trolley. Trolley is our vehicle for make-believe. Why don't we pretend that Lady Elaine Fairchild and Daniel Tiger and Bob Dog have just been watching a scary story, and they're on their way home now. All right, will you make-believe that with me? Okay, trolley to the neighborhood of make-believe.
Oh, hi, trolley. I'm just checking the telephone wires between here and the castle and all around the neighborhood. Oh, well, I wouldn't want anything to happen to the telephone.
Come along, friends. It didn't bother me at all.
Oh, I'll bet it didn't bother you.
Oh, gosh, Lady Elaine, I was scared as I could be.
Me too.
Well, by what? Just that silly old story?
Yeah.
But that lady was so angry. I mean, she acted like a witch.
Yes, she did.
Well, she did scream a lot, didn't she?
Yeah.
But it was just pretend, wasn't it?
Sure.
Sure, kid. Just pretend. Nothing to be scared about.
No.
Nothing scares me. Come along. Come along. This is where I leave you. I'm glad I'm home.
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I were safe at home already.
Me too.
Oh, I'm a witch.
Well, don't do that, Lady Elaine.
Oh, that was mean, Lady Elaine.
I'll say it was.
Stop it.
Quit it.
Maybe you weren't scared, but you don't have to...
Okay. Okay, boys, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Besides, you're safe at home already.
I said I'm sorry. Come along, Bob Dog.
Come on, Daniel.
Couple of scaredy cats. Of course, that was a kind of scary story. The way that lady yelled at those kids and all. I'm glad there's no such thing as a real witch. Help! Oh, I knew it all along. Help! Help! Real witch.
Did you hear something, Bob Dog?
Yeah, it sounded like Lady Elaine.
I think she needs us.
Well, we better go see then, Daniel.
There she is. Do you see it? Oh, there she is. Ooh, ooh, help, help.
What's wrong, Lady Elaine?
The witch, you see her?
I think she's right.
Oh, it does look like a witch.
Of course, it is a witch. Oh, I knew it all along.
You knew it?
I knew there were real witches. I knew it all along. We better get some help. Bob Dog, will you call Mr. Negri or somebody?
Sure.
Good idea.
Daniel.
Good
okay,
idea.
Okay, I'll do that.
Just hold right on here. It's okay.
Lady Prolificate? Get me Mr. Negri. Right away, please. Yes, it's very important. It's an emergency. It's ringing. It's ringing and ringing.
Oh, good.
Yeah, he must not be at home. Well, maybe we could use your help. There's a witch right here.
Oh, boy, the way it moves.
At the museum. Okay, Prolificant. Boy.
Hurry up.
She's still there. See?
Did she get any closer?
Not yet.
Now.
No. Oh.
What's all this about a witch?
Oh, I saw it first. Right over there, don't you see it?
Oh, well, maybe we'd better look into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there any way I can get back there?
Oh, don't you have a ladder, Miss Prolificate?
A ladder?
Oh, good thinking, Daniel. Of course I do.
Well, here we go. go look. Are they fluttering back there? Oh, I knew it all along. Oh! Be careful, Miss Polypicate.
Watch your step.
Be careful. Oh, she's going to touch it. Ooh. Be careful. Oh, she's captured the witch.
Got
I think
it.
She's captured it. Look, everybody. Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, oh, good. Oh, look. Don't bring it here.
No.
Bring her over here.
No.
Take her away somewhere.
No way.
Take her away somewhere, Polypicate. Don't bring her here.
You don't have to worry, Lady Elaine.
Why not?
Look, here's your witch.
A kite. Just a silly old kite.
A silly old kite?
Oh, I'm glad it wasn't a witch. Oh, I'm glad it wasn't a witch. Well,
so
I kind of thought so all along, and nothing scares me.
It doesn't?
Well, I hoped it wasn't a witch.
Well, that kite's not going to give you any more trouble, Lady Elaine.
Oh, sure.
You know, there I was, and there was this kite in the tree, and there was Polypicate to the rescue again. Hi, Trolley. Well, there I was, doing another one of my good deeds. Oh, Trolley, I just don't know how they'd get along without me.
Okay, Trolley. When it's nighttime and you can't see too well, have you ever looked at something and thought it was something different? That kite really had everybody excited in make-believe, didn't it? There's somebody at our door. Let's see who it is. Why, it's Chef Brockett. Chef Brockett.
I stopped by because I just came from my checkup at the doctor, and I got a great report.
Oh, I'm so glad. Could you stay a couple minutes? There's something in the kitchen I'd like to show you.
I'm in a little bit of a hurry, but okay.
It's something different.
Yeah.
I've showed my friends, and I want to show you. Now, it might sound strange to you, but what I'm going to show you is a pie pan with water and pepper and soap.
Yeah, I don't think I'd like the taste of that.
Oh, it's not anything to eat.
Oh.
Just a minute. Now, there's the pie pan with the water. Sprinkle some pepper on top of that. Now watch what happens to the pepper when I put the soap into the water.
Oh, it goes right away.
Yeah.
Hey, that's good.
You bet?
Yeah. You want me to show you one now?
Sure.
Do you have any sugar?
Yes.
A spoon.
All right.
Sugar and a spoon.
You mean you know something about this too? Sugar and a spoon.
I'm going to show you how to make the pepper come back.
Hey.
You ready?
You do it with sugar.
Right. Watch. See the pepper coming back?
Oh. The sugar must break up the layer of dissolved soap.
Right.
Something like hot and sweet together. That reminds me of feelings, Chef Brockett. You know, loving feelings and angry feelings all at the same time. Have you ever noticed that the people that you love the best are the ones who can make you the maddest?
Sometimes people get wet and their parents get upset.
But the very same people who get wet sometimes are the very same people who are dry sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? And
sometimes people make noise, and they break each other's toys.
But the very same people who are noisy sometimes
are the very same people who are quiet sometimes.
It's funny, but it's true.
It's the same, isn't it, for me?
Isn't it the same for you?
I'm glad we did those things, and I'm glad you talked to me about those feelings. This is a day for me to feel good.
I'm glad, Chef Brockett.
I have to get back now.
You going to the bakery?
Right.
Give Mrs. Schenck my best.
Sure will.
Bye.
Take care.
So the soap made the pepper go away, and the sugar made it come back. Interesting things in this world. Don't you find that true, though? That the people that you love the best are the ones who can really make you the maddest? I guess it's because they mean the most to you. Yeah. Well, it means a lot to me to be able to visit with you. And I'll see you again tomorrow. 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 We'll start the day tomorrow with a song or two. One, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is very snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You're the kind of person it's easy to like. Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow. Goodbye.
Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is made possible by grants from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
This is PBS.